Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, or our upcoming show in Colorado Springs, Colorado, on May 6th. And check out our blog, which has blog-like things on it. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Billy in Rockdale, Texas.
Yeah, how are things in Rockdale?
Oh, warming, very pleasant, but I'm a Yankee in exile. So
really? No, first of all, where is Rockdale?
About 50 miles east of Austin.
And how did you end up there from Yankeeville?
Joined the Navy, saw the world, met a woman, got married.
Really? So you saw the world in the Navy, and you decided of all the places in the world you wanted to be, Rockdale, Texas. Well,
my mother was from Northeast Texas, and so I'd been to Texas as a kid, and my wife's from the Houston area. I'd never been there before, and when I got down here, it was in February. I'd left Kittery, Maine in the middle of a blizzard, and I got to Texas and said, wow, why doesn't everybody live in Texas?
Have you found out why?
I came back and said, oh my God, why does anybody live in Texas?
I see. Well, welcome to the show, Billy. Now, Carl Castle, Billy, is going to read you three news-related limericks. With the last word or phrase, of course, missing. He's not going to say that last word or phrase. That's your job. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly in two of the limericks, you'll be a winner. Ready to play?
Ready to play.
Here's your first limerick.
We boys without mommies or grannies, we chase after too many fannies. So many girls watched us, and that is what botched us. We womanized because we had
nannies.
Right. Mm. British psychiatrist Dr. Dennis Friedman claims hiring a nanny for your baby boy will turn him into a womanizer. Quote, it introduces your baby to the concept of the other woman, unquote. If he's raised with more than one mother figure, later on he won't be content with just one caretaker figure in his own life. Clearly, for example, Tiger Woods was raised by someone who read It Takes a Village. So that explains it. Blame your childhood nanny, Governor Sanford. Here is your next limerick.
Each year, 1.8 million quid is the damage that somebody did. That wild little junior wrecks more than petunias. That large sum is blamed on a
kid.
Right. According to research economists in Britain, kids there cause about $2.5 billion worth of property damage every year, from Play-Doh and the DVD player to unidentifiable stains on the walls. As a parent, I want to congratulate the children of Britain on their restraint. My kids alone do 2.5 billion before spring break.
Why are all these studies from Britain?
I was just going to say thing.
Because they're all sitting around in England going, how the hell did we get like this? Yeah. And they're doing studies. Why are our men cheating and our children wrecking the walls? Here's your last limerick, Billy.
May they walk with a sachet or waddle. In a catwalk, girl, I want to throttle. Be they skinny or big, I still feel like a pig. I feel bad when I see any
model.
Right. For years, women have been bemoaning those skinny fashion models. They create unrealistic standards of beauty and make for unhealthy role models. That's why Dove, remember Dove, the soap company, they rolled out an ad campaign with plus-sized women in their skivvies, and why Glamour magazine started featuring jiggly women in their pages. Turns out, though, according to researchers at the University of Arizona, plus-sized models do not make women feel better about themselves. They make them feel even worse. Why? Because the only thing worse than being reminded what you don't look like is being reminded what you do look like. Carl, how did Billy do in our quiz?
Billy had three correct answers, Peter, so he wins our prize.
Well done, Billy. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Billy, for playing.
Yeah, baby. When it comes to females, Cosmo ain't got nothing to do with my selection. 36, 24, 36. Only if she's 5'3.